producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, isn't that the world's best idea? Well, maybe not the world's best idea. The world's best idea is probably Hot Fudge Sundae, but it's pretty
it's
close.
It's one of the best, though.
Yeah, it's certainly a good idea. It falls well into the, hey, not a bad idea category, right? We've just downgraded from the best to not such a bad idea. Speaking of not bad ideas, so we were talking against my best judgment, which, of course, was wrong. Shane wanted to talk about, is it too soon to put up Christmas decorations? And we just got a flood of emails. So I'm, you know, being tons, sort of the vindictive, yes, horrible human being that you know me to be. I said, okay, Shane, if this is your topic, then you have to go and count them up. So, and it turned out, much to, I think, both of our surprise, it was about even of people who
even,
said, no, you know, I mean, the no's were pretty clear. The no's were basically, you know, you're going to drag it out. It should be a more special holiday. Give us a break. But the reasons why people wanted Christmas decorations up early, and man, this is, I mean, because Thanksgiving is the next to the latest day it can be. It could be one day later, but it could be almost a week earlier.
Right.
So it's it's really, and that, a week when you're talking about the holidays is a huge amount of time.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, so here are the things. We're going to go through a little bit more of that today, just because I'm curious as much as anything else. I got an email from my Korean correspondent, who's actually French, who says at the cottage, which I assume means his place, the Christmas lights are on all the time at night during the summer. If I forget to turn them on, I get a call from the neighbors to remind me. So he's clearly because I'm of the either put them up, the, you know, Christmas Eve and take them down by, you know, New Year's Day, or basically leave them up all year round. And I have no real objection to leaving them up all year round. I mean, I think there's something kind of cool about that. Because then they just become festive as opposed to specifically Yule-like, Christmassy. But yesterday, so I was in that most festive of all places, which is Penn Station. Folks, it is not the least bit festive. There are gobs of people. There are trains. No, it's, I mean, it's, and then they've got all the National Guard guys with the Uzis and the thing.
Oh, man.
They had the Christmas decorations up. And it's not like it's a store. It's not like it's a mall, although there are parts of it that are. But basically, in the place where all the people, the commuters that, you know, that are not making eye contact and are rushing and are sort of swearing at one another, they all had, they had the Christmas lights up. And not only did they have the Christmas lights up, and I hadn't been in there earlier this week, so they may have been up for longer. They were at least up yesterday. I don't think that yesterday was the first day up, but, and they were playing Christmas carols on the public address system.
Okay, sure.
As opposed to the subway system where everybody goes, in case of emergency,
exactly.
But they had the Salvation Army. They had the bell ringers out, too.
Sure, yeah, I've seen them out, too. It seems like all the stores, obviously, I mean, they get ready early. But
everybody decided, and apparently, I don't know, I mean, everybody says the economy's in better shape, but I think everybody's panicking that they, you know, don't wait for Black Friday. We can give you a black day today.
Right, right.
You know, and so
I
guess on an economic basis, yeah.
I think there's a lot of people, too, that are kind of standing up against the whole Black Friday thing. And I mean, as much as sales went up, there's a lot of us out there who are like, you know, give these people a break. You know, everybody deserves a day off, and you're making these people work on a holiday and that sort of thing.
Well, Black Friday is different than working on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, that's true. That's true. But it seems like a lot of them are starting on Thanksgiving now with it. You know what I mean? So really.
Well, I know Macy's, as I said, is going to be open on Thanksgiving Day for the first time.
Right,
because I guess, well, it would seem to me, first of all, I think you get paid probably at least one and a half, if not double.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure. I'm sure there's people that,
I mean, I've worked
too,
on Thanksgiving, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. Yep.
And my traditional Thanksgiving has been to go and do the morning show on whatever station I was working for, then go to the parade, then go feed the homeless, and sometimes there's enough time for me to go and actually have Thanksgiving dinner with somebody if there's, you know, which is not crucial at that moment, you know, I mean, so I'm very used to working on things. I think I'm not this year because you're not this year.
Sure.
But, which is okay with me. But, you know, I don't really, and I don't get paid extra for it, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe not,
yeah.
Obviously. So, I don't know. I think, and there's some people who are probably delighted to just be able to escape, if not family, at least Turkey, or maybe both.
That's true. I mean, there are definitely people that, probably, you know, callers of the show that would like to, escape.
We should ask, maybe
yeah.
Just put that up.
Yeah, sure.
Would you be willing to work on Thanksgiving Day? Why, you know, or I don't think anything's going to be open on Christmas Day, although I don't know.
You never know.
Open on Christmas Day?
I think there's a couple, maybe, you know, gas stations or something, I suppose, you know, so those people would have to hang in there. But, yeah, I don't think too many retail.
All right, well, why don't we put that up on Facebook of
sure.
Would you be willing to work on Thanksgiving and or Christmas? Why or why not?
And sure, yeah, and so you just see what people give us. Yeah, that's a great question.
Because, I mean, for me, the idea, I mean, part of it depends whether I was traveling. If I were traveling, obviously it makes it a little more difficult. But, I mean, yep. There's some, and some days I just feel so, like, I work holidays where, you know, everybody else is not, you know, is not working, and I just feel so self-righteous. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I feel like you're...
I just feel like,
doing all the work for the world, right?
Yeah, sleep white because the National Guard is awake. You know, do you remember that?
Right.
Do you remember that slogan?
Yep, I do,
you can sleep tonight because the National Guard is awake.
Yeah.
I've heard that in years.
Yeah. Interesting. It's a good slogan for them.
Yeah, it was. I remember, and I heard it probably when I was like... You know, 8 or 9 years old.
Sure, sure.
But the idea of somebody watching over me was sort of... All right, so let's hear... So a lot of, you know, about half the people responded, and there were gobs of people who responded and said, okay, let's put it up early. I guess the idea being, it's good to have a little, like the anti-meme song, it's good to have a little Christmas right this very moment. It does make people... I guess you have to one or two responses. I mean, my first response is because I like Christmas carols and I smile, but my second is, isn't this early? Because the first dose of Christmas is always kind of, wow, this is great, until you realize it's going to be going on for a very long time.
See, but for me, how is it okay to leave your stuff up way after Christmas, but it's like offensive if you put it up too early?
Oh, well,
that doesn't make any sense.
No, I think leaving it up way after Christmas, I'm saying either all year round
or just Christmas
Eve.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
No, I think just having your Christmas tree up in March, unless it's going to be up in June as well, doesn't make any sense.
I think there's a lot of people, too, that just the idea of the Christmas season with shopping and family and winter, I think people... People, they don't want Christmas to come. You know what I mean? So that's
well, I was going
to
say, as you say that, I can think of either the smiley faces on one side and the truly frowny faces
right,
on the other.
Right.
I hate this time. I actually have a couple of friends who literally hate this time of year.
Right, sure.
You don't even mention it because you're going to get such grief from them. So, all right. So I mean, I think of all the things we've ever put up on Facebook, believe it or not, I think it had the second most... second largest number of responses. So, and it's really one of those holidays. It's kind of an interesting holiday because, you know, especially in this country, it's not a major holiday in lots of other countries. And I remember reading something about the Ayn Rand Society, that Ayn Rand Society put out, that said that America, that the commercialization of Christmas had saved Christmas, not wrecked it. That in most countries it's kind of a dour holiday with its somebody, you know, that the idea of celebrating the birth of someone who was doomed, you know, who's going to be martyred.
Sure, yeah.
And the commercialization of it, of the Santa Claus and the, you know, the stuff. And from everything we can tell, Jesus was born probably in August,
Christmas
time.
Late summer, they say, yeah.
And the society said, look, this is they've instead of punishing kids, giving kids coal for being bad or sticks or whatever it was, that this is really a celebration, and they've made a joyous holiday rather than a dour holiday, which I thought was a very interesting perspective. So, all right. Brian, what have I got here, like 30 seconds?
Well, a little more than that. Or no, actually, yes. Here we are.
That's what I thought. All right, Brian, let me say hello to you in just 1 minute. We'll put you on. You'll get as much time as you need. I thought we had about 10 or 15 seconds here. 855-99-DR-JOY. Brian, we'll start with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're decking, decking the halls with boughs of joy. I mean, what else can I say? If your name's Joy, I mean, you can't sort of bah humbug Christmas. It's just not allowed. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Two questions, and then you can ask questions of me. How can I help my relative, and how can I best help my brother? I have a relative who I recently found out has a heroin addiction, and I just really don't know what to do to help.
Okay, can you give me an idea of what the relationship is, who the relative is?
Nephew.
Okay, that's what I kind of would assume, because you were talking about your brother, who is his dad?
Yes.
Okay. How old's the nephew?
27.
How did you find out about the heroin addiction?
From his brother.
Who is how old?
22.
Tell me a little bit about what you knew about the 27-year-old before the heroin issue. What's the highest level of education he's completed?
College grad.
Okay. Single or married?
Single.
Working or not working?
Working.
What kind of job?
Sales.
Do you still have his job?
Yes.
According to the brother, how long has the heroin been going on?
Started 3 years ago with painkillers, got too expensive, turned to heroin, and it's been maybe a year.
With the painkillers, was it for a specific body ailment or was it just a street drug?
Street.
So has a 27-year-old had drug issues before those 3 years in the past?
I would say, if you call marijuana a drug.
Well, it's certainly a drug, and it's certainly been illegal up until, and still is most places. What kind of relationship do you have with your nephew?
Good, solid. I have not talked to him about this since, although he knows that I know.
How often do you see him?
4 times a year.
So, had you seen him 4 times in the last year?
Yep.
So, what was his behavior? Was there any indication in his behavior?
No, he's always a little sullen.
Okay.
So, well, there was no significant change.
Well, I know that this is kind of a stupid question. Is he snorting, skin popping, or injecting, or do you know?
Snorting.
Well,
as far as I know.
Yeah. If I were your nephew, what would you want to say to me?
I'm here for you if you ever need to talk.
Well, okay. What would you say about the heroin?
I have no experience in it, so...
Well, I know. I'm not asking you to be a drug counselor. I'm just saying, you know, tell me what your heart is saying.
That... he's going on a path that could kill him, and that I don't want him to die.
Okay, that seems to me a much more compelling opening than I'm here for you. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but, I mean, presumably he kind of knows that. And what is that exactly does that mean? Does that mean that you're willing to support him if he goes into rehab? Does that mean that you're willing to come and spend a week in a hotel room with him or a motel room so he can go cold turkey? Are you willing to see if he can get a prescription for medical marijuana? It's just such an open statement. And if you say, I'm here for you, and he says, well, okay, I'd like to borrow $1,000, and you say, no, then it kind of... So you want to make sure that you're not making statements that are either, on the one hand, meaningless, or the other hand, incredibly open-ended enough so that you're going to have to backtrack on your own promise. And I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm saying this as much for everybody else's benefit as for yours. But, you know, saying I'm here for you is not a helpful statement unless it can be backed up with specific examples. They may not be the specific examples that are relevant to him, but at least it gives some sense of sincerity and thought. If I say to you, Brian, listen, I'm willing to take your phone call whenever you call, and you say, okay, well, I'll call you tonight at midnight, and then I say, well, Brian, you know, come on, let's be realistic. I'm not going to answer your phone call at midnight. I mean, you hear that in order for something to be taken seriously and be sincere, it has to have some degree of reality to it. And most of us, especially if we're feeling cranky, are going to pick holes in it just for the sheer naughtiness of it. So I think your second statement of this seems to be really scary, that heroin, among other things, is highly addictive, it's illegal, and, you know, that everybody I know who's ever had anything to do with heroin is either in prison or dead. Is, I think, a much better opening statement. It is And you're not really saying you're a bad person. You're saying you're scaring the living daylights out of me, and I really care about you. Which then puts some responsibility on his shoulders, Brian, to say, look, I'm only snorting, or, you know, it's kind of fun, or I only use it once a week. Or, 'cause what he's going to say to you is, look, Unc, I'm functioning. You know, I go to work every day. What's the big deal here? And again, I don't think you have to be a drug counselor and saying, well, one of the things we know about any substance, any illegal substance, among other things, is that it you need more to get the same high at some point. And obviously, the reason he used painkillers to begin with and is snorting heroin at this moment is because he's not dealing with reality. Something is making him so unhappy that he's deciding that he's going to do something that, I mean, he's not stupid. He lives in the same society you and I live in. And when people say heroin, nobody says, oh, great, you know, let's go and do a heroin thing. I mean, everybody knows it's a scary drug. It's a scary because it's illegal. It's scary because of the people you have to get it from. It's scary for what it does to your body. It's scary that you need more of it. I mean, so it's scary. And admittedly, snorting is not quite as scary as ejecting, but it's still scary. So, and he, you know, he lives, again, in the same society you and I live in. So saying to him that sort of dual thing of, this really scares me, and it seems to me that one of the you know, before we can deal with the heroin, we have to deal with the reason for the heroin of what's making you so unhappy that you feel that you want to, just be oblivious to reality. Maybe I can help you with that. And then maybe saying, you know, we could talk, you can talk with me. I'm not a therapist, or I'll pay for your therapy, or let's talk about rehab or whatever it is you want. But I think that statement that says, yeeks, and I think it has to be a conversation that happens face to face. I don't think this is a phone conversation or an email conversation or even a text conversation.
Understood. Do you have knowledge to know that of people that are addicted to heroin, what is the statistical best course for them to beat it?
Well, the question is he addicted? And he's probably going to argue you that. He's going to say, I'm not injecting, you know, I'm not skin popping, you know, that I snort every once in a while, and you know, that, yeah, it's addictive, but I can handle it. I mean, I don't know that that's... I mean, again, you're talking about a biologically active substance, but you're also talking about a psychologically active situation, which is, why are we doing this? Let me put you on hold and we'll come back and talk about this, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. 877-855-993-7569 is Dr. Joy, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, so we're talking with Brian, who has a 27-year-old nephew that he's recently found out is snorting heroin. Do you know whether or not the 27-year-old feels he's addicted or not?
I think the answer is yes.
He does admit he's addicted.
Yes.
Does he want to get some help about it?
Yes. He's doing some outpatient work, and he is... He says that like twice over the last 3 months, his brain would get hijacked and he would slip up again.
Well, that's a nice way of not taking responsibility, isn't it? There are actually new prescription drugs that are making it easier to deal with drug addiction, which is always, you know, it's one of those things that that kind of bothers me a little bit, to be quite honest. Is one of the ways that we deal with drug addiction is to give somebody else another drug, whether it's Anabuse for alcohol or methadone for heroin. There's some newer ones. I think it's buprenorphine, which is obviously a morphine derivative. But, you know, it would seem to me if your nephew is saying, yeah, this is something, I realize it's a problem. And I think even the kind of weaselly, to be quite honest, statement that says, well, you know, my brain got hijacked is, I mean, at least that I mean, if I were his drug counselor, which of course I'm not, and neither are you, I would say, well, all right, so what are the symptoms of your brain being hijacked, and how do we, it's your brain, how do we make sure it doesn't get hijacked? I mean, how do we make sure that you can anticipate this and sort of not be hijacked and not be back in the soup again? You know, it sounds like I'd go and talk with him and say to him what you've said to me, which is, you know, I'm really scared. I don't want you dead. Let's talk about, and he may not, as an outpatient, this may not be effective enough for him. He may really need to be in an inpatient facility.
And that was a question. So is it, and I know there's no definitive answer, but maintaining a job, doing outpatient and tackling it that way versus losing your job and going to an inpatient rehab to change, you know, what I read is that addicts really need to change their circumstances. They need to change their patterns. They need to change their habits. They need to change driving past the town where they can easily get it. That, I mean, you can get it in Fort Lauderdale. You could get it in Montana. But yeah, if you change and you go in for 30 or 60 days, then you can actually get help. And so that was really the piece for my family that's kind of, they're debating which is the best way to do it. And I don't know, and I was wondering
right,
if you have
well,
an
opinion. Let's talk about that between the two of us. But bottom line being that's the question that the 27-year-old needs to be asked. Because clearly, let's talk about the good news here. The good news is the family's involved. The good news is he admits that there's a problem. The good news is he started treatment. The bad news is it ain't working. All right, so the question is, why is it not working? Because you've already got some of the factors involved that tend to offset success. With a family not involved or not supportive, somebody not admitting they've got a problem and not getting any treatment. So we're already, those three are already in the plus column, so why hasn't worked? So I would say, just between the two of us, he needs to be an inpatient, that you hear the term all the time that you have to hit bottom. Well, he's got a whole lot of buffer before he hits bottom. He's got you, he's got his family, he's got his brother. He's still got a job. He's got the ability to do the denial routine in some kind of vaguely sophisticated way of saying my brain got hijacked as opposed to I started using again. You know, I was tempted again and I succumbed. I mean, my brain got hijacked. You know, by an alien from outer space who is Elvis's love child. I mean, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything except I screwed up. So it would seem to me that you've heard the expression that people have to hit bottom.
Yep.
And as I said, he's got a whole lot of buffer before the bottom. If I were his drug counselor, which of course I am not, I would say, look, Sonny, you've got some seriously good ego strength going on here, that you're using an illegal substance that's highly addictive, and you're still able to hold on to your job. Good on you. But is this the fight you want to have with your own body for the rest of your life, that sooner or later we know, you know and I know, you're going to lose? How about if you don't have to lose your job, but how about if you took a leave of absence and put yourself in rehab and decide that you can't, in fact, have it all. You can't both be a heroin addict or use heroin. I'd be careful about the word addiction because he's going to argue with you. But that you can't both use heroin and hold down a job. That there sooner or later, and you've been lucky, but you've been able to push it much longer than most people, but you can't push it forever. So before you push yourself off the edge, before you've been arrested, before you've been sentenced, before you've been fired, why don't you take a leave of absence and let's tackle this. And that's what I would say, and maybe that's kind of what I'm saying to you. With respect to, but he's 27 years old, and he's really good at not taking responsibility, hence the my brain got hijacked. So instead of saying to him, look, obviously you need to be in an inpatient detox place rather than outpatient, what I might say to him is, this is up to you, but it's, you know, I talked to Brown about it, or I read about it, or whatever you want to say, and here's the deal. You know, you have three of the factors going for you that most people who are using illegal substances, addictive substances, don't have. You've got a supportive family. You admit the problem, and you've gotten yourself some help. It hasn't worked. So let's figure out why it hasn't worked and what's more likely to work. Because he doesn't want to be able to convince himself that he's one of the resistant people, that no matter what he does, it's never going to work. Because it's not true. That what he's doing is not workable, and my guess is the reason it's not workable is because he can make the argument to himself of, it's not so bad, I'm still working.
And the inpatient treatment will get him to, hopefully get him to the point of realizing what's making him unhappy and why this is happening.
Well, I would certainly, one hopes, yeah, I mean, certainly part of the inpatient issue is, as you say, that there's several components. One is usually is getting somebody off the substance. Quite often there are other drugs that are used in conjunction with getting somebody off the substance. You're taking them out of their life, which is contributing or at least enabling them to continue to use. So it breaks the pattern. But also the heavy-duty therapy. Now, therapy isn't a car wash. It's not like you can just present yourself and all the little scrubby bubbles come down and you come out glistening at the other end. You got to do the work. And he's really good at not doing the work.
No doubt.
So could he do it as an outpatient? In theory, yes. In practice, it's not working. And one of the reasons it's not working is he's really smart and he's really manipulative and he's really good at rationalizing whatever happens is not really his fault. Part of therapy... Part of any kind of therapy, even, and I'm not sure I would convince, I would use the term therapy for my program, except in the most broad sense, is you hear what I struggle with almost every call, perhaps with yours is somewhat of an exception, but not completely, is taking responsibility. That's really what it comes down to, no matter what the detox is, what the therapy is, who the therapist is. You either take responsibility or you don't. If you don't, nothing's going to change. If you do, then you're on the path to having alternatives. And when you have alternatives, then things sooner or later will change.
Is there, if someone doesn't like to take responsibility, can you throw them into a situation like the inpatient program and kind of, you know, realize that it might not work because they're not ready for it?
Yes.
Is it worth doing it because maybe the next time they'll be closer?
Well, again, that's why my thing with the two of us is you and I might agree that inpatient has a much better chance for a whole bunch of reasons of being more successful than outpatient has been. But your point is absolutely well taken. That's what I'm saying. I think it's up to him of saying, look, this hasn't worked. This is the reason how not. Are you willing to do inpatient? But you know, it only makes sense to do inpatient if you stop using phrases like my brain got hijacked.
Right, understood. And really, to me, that, you know, maintaining a job while using in the end is clearly not worth it because nothing good in the end will come from it.
Well, I mean, it's what, see, his argument is going to be, what's the big deal? So rather than telling him nothing's good's going to be coming from it, which is your statement of his situation, that's why I asked you if he viewed himself as an addict. So rather than saying nothing good will come from this, what I would be much more likely to say to him, again, with the bumper sticker being taking responsibility, what do you think the outcome of this is going to be? Him thinking it through rather than you telling him. Because if you tell him, he's just going to bat the ideas down. All right, tell you what, if there's another question, hang on. If not, it's okay. Either way, let me put you on hold. We've got to take a break here. I'll be back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Let us finish up the holiday magic, so at least we're not talking Yay. About whether we should have Christmas yeah. for the next.
Right.
And then, Shane, I'm willing to defer to your superior instincts on this, but only so far.
All right, sure. Well, I don't know if they're too superior. I mean, it is me after all.
We're running out of the superiority, huh?
Yeah,
all
exactly.
All right, lay it on me.
All right, so just picking a few of the goodies in here. Anna says, yes, it's too early. We're too busy with gimme gimme. It makes me mad when we talk about Christmas in August. roll on to Halloween to get some stuff that is bad for your health then, because there's no way to make money but to sell turkeys and for Thanksgiving. We broad jump a special time of year when it is all about family and move more on to the gimme, gimme, gimme. So, I mean, there is that aspect, too, where I know it seems very commercial to people.
Well, but again, I think that, first of all, as I mentioned, I kind of anticipated this without it ever sort of being specific about it, is that a lot of people feel the commercialization of Christmas was its salvation. So, you know, turned it from a sort of minor dour holiday into something festive and celebratory. So, but look, part of it, folks, is just because the atmosphere is there, that doesn't mean you have to do it that way, that you can explain to your kids, we're going to do toys for tots, so let's clean out your toy box and things that you're not really using anymore. Let's take some money and buy things for people who you know, are maybe in a homeless shelter. Or as I was saying yesterday when we got the call, I guess it was the day before yesterday, about giving away money. Get your kids involved in that and say, would you guys like to do part of your allowance? It doesn't have to be that. And, you know, trick-or-treating can be trick-or-treating for UNICEF. And Thanksgiving can be feeding the homeless. And Christmas can be Christmas caroling and, you know, and going to a veterans hospital. I mean, you don't have to succumb to it. All right. So and you don't necessarily have to give other people a hard time for it. Just do what makes sense to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Amber, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've called you before. I'm having some issues with my husband's drinking. I've called before about it, and I wanted to just give you a little background about us, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you on a speakerphone?
No. Can you hear me okay or no?
Well, it's a little echoey, so if you could not be on the speaker, that would be good.
Okay, is this better?
About the same.
Or is it the same? Okay. Let me find... Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me get my earphone. I'm calling you on the iPod because, as you say, my cell phone doesn't work and people can't hear me. So, 1 second.
All righty. I'll just sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. La di da.
All right. Go ahead and talk.
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. The background is my husband and I dated for off and on for probably 2 or 3 years, and I got accepted into a school on the East Coast. So I moved from California all the way to Maine, and when I left California, I told him that I wanted a relationship, and he said he wasn't ready. So I said, okay, bye. And I went to California. I went to Maine, and I went to school there for 2 years. And while I was there, he started visiting me, and he proposed to me when I was in Maine. And he'd never, like, been on a plane his whole life until he started coming to visit me in Maine. So I knew I loved him a long time ago, and for him to, like, go all the way to Maine and propose to me, like, I really love him. You know, and I haven't had a whole bunch of relationships, and I don't have a lot of relationship experience or whatever, but I really love him.
All right, so let me stop you for just a minute, because, so are you finished school at this moment?
I have one class left to get my bachelor's degree in special education.
Okay, so are you still in Maine?
No, we actually moved out to California to be closer to his family, and
are you finishing your schooling in California?
I've called before. I have a 2-year-old child, and I want to finish my schooling when he starts school.
Well, with one class, you need to be careful. Sometimes there's a expiration date on credits.
Well, I can follow up on that.
Amber, it sounds like you're married and you have a kid, right?
Yes, and I love
So why do we care about the moving back and forth and flying to Maine?
Because I feel like he worked really hard to be with me and to marry me, and I feel like a total rude person to give him ultimatums, but I feel like I warned him about the drinking and it started up again, and I just feel like, why can't you just get it together? You love me, you love our kid, just all the work you went through to get to be with me, like, why can't you just not?
Well, I think it's a somewhat naive to be and not terribly accurate view of addiction. I mean, this is, granted, I mean,
well,
and
I have my own issues with addiction as well. I was addicted. I've been sober since 2002.
But Amber, you know that it's not an easy thing. It's not I love somebody or I'm addicted. It's that the problem about addiction is it overwhelms everything else. And while there's a certain inherent logic to what you're saying, that isn't the reality of it at all. Unfortunately, if it were, then everybody who was in a good relationship would never have an addiction problem, and that's just unfortunately not the case. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break in a minute or two, and I guess what I need from you is a very clear statement of what the issue is today, not you know what it was, not what you're feeling guilty about, but what the issue is as far as today in terms of what he's doing, what you want from him, and what your question to me is. All right, because I hear that, and that's part of what we do in relationships is we remember the good times, and unless we're really unhappy, and then all we do is remember the bad times, and both of which are, you know, that's why I suggest people keep notes and have the good news on one side and the bad news on the other so that they don't get blindsided by either. But it's not necessarily the relevant issue that obviously you're committed to one another, but you were committed to one another whether he'd been on a plane or not before that you've got a kid together, you're married together.
I left and he and I didn't talk. But okay, the issue today is he hasn't drank in probably about 3 months. And last weekend he started drinking again. And I told him last time he drank around my kid, I don't want him drinking anymore around my kid or at all or around me because he changes.
All right, well, let's come back and start with, and this is his child as well, right?
Yes.
Referring, when you're in the middle of an argument and you're trying to convince somebody to do something, making it your child is counterproductive. It's his child as well, that he has some responsibilities for how he behaves around the two-year-old, and that's his kid as well. So don't sort of do that. That doesn't make any sense. All right, so when we come back, let's take up with, all right, he has not been drinking for 8 years, and now he started this weekend. Let's talk about why that may be. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.